You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Ryan Hamilton.
A large part of the focus in New Zealand over the last week or so has been on fuel prices. As conflict and strikes continue in the wake of US and Israel's moves on Iran, the ramifications of restricted movement through the Strait of Hormuz has been felt globally, and New Zealand is no different. Rising fuel prices have rapidly put pressure on New Zealand households already struggling with cost of living, leading to a tense economic situation. While the government is looking to provide what they call targeted assistance, there remains uncertainty on how they will support New Zealanders through a potential fuel crisis. This week, I spoke with National Party MP Ryan Hamilton about this assistance, as well as the wider context of fuel woes in Iran and the cost of living crisis. I just want to point to recent negative polling for National. Specifically, though, I want to point to the fact that Christopher Luxon has said in defense of polling numbers that people don't care about polls, they want to see the economy get better. In terms of the state of the economy, how do these claims kind of sit in the midst of this ongoing fuel crisis?
Well, obviously, I mean, it's a challenging environment for everyone. I mean, our position is, you know, thank goodness we've been so focused on getting, you know, government debt down, domestic inflation down, and trying to build up some resilience in our coffers for this sort of circumstance. I mean, even forecasts were starting to say we were starting to return to surplus, and things were looking optimistic. This does obviously put a bit of a stress into that system, but at least we were controlling the factors we can control. Obviously, every country around the world is going to be impacted by this to a greater or lesser extent.
And in terms of those impacts, what, as the government sees it, is the current kind of impact on New Zealand and New Zealanders around fuel?
Well, obviously, it affects everyone, and, you know, right through from the plastics industry to transport, and, of course, you know, mum and dad's dropping kids off at school. So it has a real huge implication of, you know, first order and then second and third order implications as well, right through business, even hospitality. If people start to not go out as much, that'll obviously have an impact on hospitality and CBD and retail. And obviously there's a cascading effect. So the biggest thing we can do is to try and find or try and build that buffer, which you've seen a lot of stuff come out in terms of making sure our supplies are stocked. And obviously there's, you know, an official group set up to monitor that a couple of times a week, just to make sure that we're looking at all sorts of options around, you know, diversifying that supply where we can. But yeah, obviously Australia's going through a similar thing as well, so It's certainly not unique to us.
And the government is set to announce their kind of fuel support package later today. What can we expect to see kind of in the ethos of this package and kind of the vague support that it's going to offer New Zealanders?
Well, I think the key is that we know that the cost of fuel is one of the most significant in terms of hitting lower socioeconomics, those with less discretionary income. So the Minister of Finance has been very clear, as has the PM, that we want to be targeted with it. We don't want to take a carte blanche approach where people that it's, you know, have got more resilience in their discretionary income to absorb it, we want to be really targeted, because obviously we haven't got, as a government, money to throw around. We've got to be very careful what we embed, so it's obviously got to be temporary. And timely as well, so we don't want it to go on the never-never. It's got to be, you know, those three things have got to be very specifically worked through so that we help those that need it the most while this is at its peak.
But looking at that, since we don't really, we can't possibly know the sort of scope in terms of timeline of the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, so how does the government expect to kind of be able to continue to support New Zealanders if this crisis turns out to be prolonged?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a valid question. I think the key is obviously we've got to make sure that we're targeting the people that need it most, because obviously if there's a fiscal implication, we want to be making sure that it's going to those people that need it most, so that's, you know, targeted. and timely, which means very soon. But yeah, I mean, the temporary piece, obviously we don't know how long, what the longevity of this will be. Even if it is relatively short, you know, the implications of what's already gone down, we understand, could impact, you know, shipping and logistics and still have a long tail on it. So it's going to very much be a watch and see. It's going to be quite a dynamic position. We'll have to just keep that active watch on and respond accordingly.
And looking elsewhere from the kind of support and to maybe alternative means of transport for New Zealanders, can we expect to see any action from the government around either electric vehicles or encouraging the use of public transport?
Yeah, I think, you know, as far as public transport scene, we've already seen surges in that, which is great. That's always been, you know, one of the challenges for New Zealand is, you know, public transport is heavily subsidised, and so actually to see the uptake on it actually really is a positive thing. And I guess it exposes people to alternative routes and alternative modes of transport that they might not have, you know, ultimately considered. So that's a positive thing. In terms of, you know, targeting EVs or subsidies, we'd be probably slow to move into something in that space because, you know, when the last administration, you know, did EV subsidies effectively, you know, we would joke that the wealthy people were getting discounts on Teslas and, you know, again, it wasn't targeted, so we've got to be very careful. And the other thing with EVs and that sort of thing, you know, that's a large-scale purchase for your average family, and so those things can take, you know, months or years to translate. So if we're making any moves in that space, we've got to do it very carefully. Obviously, just last week we announced increase in EV charges around the country, which was part of a policy that we campaigned on. That goes a long way to supporting the use of EVs and logistics and taking away some of that range anxiety, which is a real thing. So, yeah, I mean, I think you'll see a multi-pronged approach. We've got to do temporary targeted and timely relief for those that need it most now, and then we'll also have to look at what are the things in the medium term around public transport, electrification of, you know, fleets and vehicles and those sorts of things, but they're more of a medium long-term translation.
I mean, and I just want to go back to the talking about the public transport surges. Is there anything that we can expect to see in kind of trying to encourage these surges to maybe stay? Because if this high demand is positive, does the government have plans to kind of continue to support a higher base for public transport?
Yeah, again, I think we'll have to just wait and see. Like, it'll be unique too to different regions. Obviously, where you've got your concentrations around cities like Auckland and Wellington and Christchurch, some of them have better public transport systems or more optionality around trains and buses. And so, you know, tweaks around, you know, those formulas might be easier, but we've got to be careful that we don't, you know, do something that we can't undo. And obviously there's a lot of overlay too with central government. A lot of them are controlled through regional councils or urban councils, and so it's not actually, in many cases, a direct government control that we can pull. So I think there's going to be, you know, a lot of integration in terms of talking with local and central government, regional councils. But we've got to understand the data, the evidence, so that we can make, you know, really informed and targeted decisions in those nuanced areas.
And just kind of finally on this, New Zealand has been quick to condemn and point to Iran strikes around the Strait of Hormuz and the surrounding area for kind of the linchpin of this whole crisis. But looking at what is an escalating conflict, does the government kind of acknowledge the role that the other parties in this conflict, like the US and Iran, have on the fuel prices also?
Oh, I mean, of course we acknowledge. I mean, a lot of that is obviously beyond our control. You know, we've signed that agreement just over a weekend, or the government did, to try and obviously, you know, condemning the Iran and the controlling of that strait, because it's the implications are huge for the rest of the world. So where we can, we're working with that, you know, allied countries to form agreements and partnerships. We've got to be quick. We've got to be careful not to criticise when we don't have all the facts. And obviously the move that the states did, as our PM has said, we're not We haven't been privy to the information that they used to act on that. So I think we have to be very careful to criticise. But certainly, we're very conscious of, these plays, and we've got to find out. We've got to not be afraid to stand up, but we've also got to remember that as an isolated country of 5 million, we're very dependent on good international relations as well.
And just with that, what is the government's official stance on the conflict?
Well, obviously, we'd like to see it end as quickly as possible. We're a big believer in international rules. We're seeing that position be challenged now throughout the world. And we hold firm to those values. We want to see, preservation of human life as our most importance. But we've got rules we'll need to abide by. And like I said, we've just got to enter these things very carefully, and look after the welfare of New Zealand and also our Pacific neighbours.
And just circling back to discussions of support in terms of the financial assistance that Finance Minister Nicola Willis has been announcing and talking about, she kind of pointed to the idea of the fuel prices as a household squeeze in the context of, the wider cost of living crisis. But why is this the first really targeted official support that we've seen for this household squeeze?
That it is. I mean, we know that the big contributors to domestic inflation are insurance, council rates, and we've targeted councils in terms of legislation which we're actually moving through the House in terms of rates caps, and we've sent a message out to councils. We've removed wellbeings from the budget. We're saying, actually, we want you to get back to core business. And so we have targeted some of those other drivers of domestic inflation. We've looked at what we can do in the supermarket space because food's another huge contributor. We've amended fast-track legislation to make it easier for other supermarket players to come into the market to alleviate competition. But obviously some of those are, sort of medium-term things that take a while to flow through. This is dramatic. It's nearly a dollar increase over 3 weeks or something. So that's in terms of petrol bills for households, that's a huge jump. And so that's why we're coming after this quite quickly and quite targeted.
But if this crisis either continues or, cost of living continues to be an issue, can we expect to see any sort of issue when it comes to supporting households in terms of maybe looking at rent or welfare?
Well, I think those, rent and welfare are already, issues that we address through, MSD and its various allocations. And this is specifically a petrol-related crisis, so we're targeting that one specifically.
That was the National Party's MP, Ryan Hamilton, talking about rising fuel prices and the government's plans to assist New Zealanders through a fuel-related crisis.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Ryan Hamilton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.